Coming a step further, in 2012, you predicted the likely extinction of humanity by 2030. 2018, you adjusted it and you said that by 2026, it is highly unlikely and you will be severely shocked if you're alive, if humans are still on planet Earth.
So I've had peer-reviewed papers published in each of the last 2 years, 2021 and 2022, pointing to causes of rapid rise in planetary temperature. So, and you know, those went through the peer-reviewed process, so they're conservative in their findings, but they have, my research has been supported by the peer-review process, not to mention the co-authors with whom I wrote those papers. So I want to point to an example of a species that went extinct very quickly and that actually had some advantages over humans. So the species is the San Benedicto rock wren, which was living on the San Benedicto Island off the Pacific coast of Mexico. And on August 1st, 1952, the San Benedicto Island became volcanic. It blew up. The San Benedicto rock wren was never seen again. It was extinct within a week, maybe two. It could fly. We cannot fly. Individuals undoubtedly flew to the nearby islands and even to mainland Mexico, but a San Benedicto rock wren was never seen again. That happened very quickly. It happened in a matter of weeks. To think that as a result of loss of habitat, we would not go extinct as well is pure hubris, the likes of which is only displayed by humans.
Are we not completely disregarding the very clear capability of human beings to adapt to changing climate, environment, all of those things? And I have to bring in here that credit must be given to the fossil fuel industry, because if it were not for that, then these climate change related deaths that we're being told all about today would be way worse. How are we protecting ourselves from earthquakes, from floods, from rising sea levels, droughts, all of those things? It's by virtue of the fact that we have power, fuel, and human ingenuity to allow ourselves to adapt, and as we have done for very long. So
yes.
Is the sweeping, there's no hope, nothing will save us prediction, whether or not it may be true, is irrelevant, but is it not possibly harmful to the potential chance that by virtue of human ingenuity that we've been forced to technologically advance ourselves and have managed to do so in the past, that we may just adapt once again?
You know, I'm frequently accused of giving up. I don't even know what that means. I'm the person who supported the Mir Reflection Framework, which I thought was our last chance. You can find it at mir.org, and Mir is spelled M-E-E-R, mir.org. And I thought it was a great idea. The idea was released after the founder of the idea, Dr. Ye Tao at the Harvard Rowland Institute, visited with me, and I thought it was a great idea. But that was more than 5 years ago. I thought it was a great idea. And governments of the world and wealthy people of the world have known about it now for more than 5 years. Nobody's doing anything.